ngā mihi nui ki a koe, ngā mahara mai. Anō, te arapa, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Mata.
Good to, talk,
to be here.
And always great to talk with you. I know that COVID's been sort of a spanner in the works for productions as well, understandably, there, but this was a day that will remain a stain on New Zealand's race relations history. I'm pleased that you have focused on it and in collaboration with Tamir as well. Where are you at with the film at the moment, Muru, please, Tarapa?
Doing my best, doing my very, very best to get it all finished and completed on time for Waitangi Day, the Waitangi Day release. Been a bit tricky with the Auckland level, so I've had to be expedited down to Wellington, and I'm just waiting to go in to finish the post-sound on the film.
What were some of the challenges of putting it together? I know all film production has significant hurdles, but what would you say were some of the toughest parts of putting Muri together?
Wow. Yeah. I think you put it beautifully before when you talked about 14 years ago and the stain on our race relations. I remember 14 years ago watching the footage somehow on the TV3 news bulletin. And I remember thinking to myself, what are those men in blue doing? They were about to smash open the sliding door, and I remember also thinking that sliding door's open. If you want to talk to anybody in Ruatoki, the door's always open. All you need to do is knock. I didn't understand how there were TV crews there that day, and we also knew that there's nowhere in the world that such a patriot and such a person who loves Aotearoa to that degree would ever be considered a domestic terrorist. So with my old Māori hat on, one of the real challenges with this was sort of looking at the story. What does it say about ourselves? What does it say? And how do we bring a greater truth to the screen for our community? Because content like this, it's very easy to vilify, to sort of paint black and white pictures, government bad, police bad, kami good. And I think what we had the chance to do here is sort of create a story which takes us all a step further to a more revealing truth and hopefully to a place of greater healing. Because, as you said, the stain's still there and the scars are still there.
How did the community in Ruatoki react to the making of the film? No doubt there's still some trauma experienced by the community, Te Arapa.
Staying with this theme, because I'm getting a little bit shaky now on the phone as I'm talking to you, the first cup of tea I had was with Matua Tamati Kruger. And this would have been about in the beginning of 2019. And I sat down with him for that cup of tea just to sort of, you know, go through the steps and take the straight pathway into Ruatoki. And I remember on that first sip of that cup of tea, he said to me, Arepa, there are two things that came through this raid that we learnt. Ewi kuri mātou, ewi moke moke mātou. And what he was saying was, you know, the two things that came out of this raid for us all these years later is that we were treated like dogs and we were all alone. And this sort of marked the first steps towards going into the territory. You say the trauma's still there. I couldn't believe that on this first cup of tea, after all these years later, that the wounds were still there to such a degree. And I knew better. I mean, I'm not saying painting myself as naive, but the fire was still burning. Had a great time with Tame. I say great time as an insightful time with Tame. We walked together over 2 to 3 years to bring the story to life. In terms of bringing the community into the making of the film, we decided to make a Jeff Murphy metamita film and shoot it on location. So you're not going to see Kumu in this film, you're not going to see Helensville, you're not going to see Auckland Studios replicated for Tūhoe. We were side by side with Ruatoki, Waimana Valley, Matahi, and we were very, very fortunate that the different marae, Tuapo, Rewarewa, opened up their paepae and their people towards the production of this film. And that's more of a testament to Reikura Tame, Cliff, and the kaupapa that This is a kaupapa led song.
And Te Reo Māori, which is the first tongue of the valley, obviously will feature how prominently?
That's a good question. That's in order for me to really put something towards Tame that he could feel comfortable with, understand what the story needs were, what we're trying to do artistically and culturally. He needed to know that this film, his part, was written for him, and that's in his reel. And all the other people that we brought into the cast and all the people that we cast from Ruatoki and Tūhoe, well, their parts are in their reel, and they're in Tūhoe. So in terms of prominence, it's I don't want to pull out the percentages, but you could say that this is a reo Tūhoe. Te reo matu o tēnei kiriata ko te reo o Tūhoe. So that's been a good thing for us too.
Arapa, what style is it here? Are we looking at a fully-fledged drama? Is it a docudrama? How would you describe it?
I describe it as a drama. This is a feature drama, which extends into action territory. I'm only laughing there because we work with great stunt crews, and we worked with a lot of really talented people from the New Zealand industry and brought them all down into Tūhoe land, and we had a great time. It's always difficult because it is the subject content is still alive and it's still burning and it's still ever present for so many of us. But what we were able to do in terms of bringing our film craft to it was develop an exciting style. I think this is going to be something that our young people gravitate towards. It speaks to the truth. It speaks to the greater truth of the story that went down. And really, Indigenous dilemma for people in places of responsibility today.
It sounds like it will be a hard-hitting, Māori-focused drama as well. Obviously, the funders who are providing the pūtea, did they have any expectations? Was there any oversight? Were there any parameters, restrictions, or no-go zones that they expected of you?
That's a great question. There's many, many levels of responsibilities given the amount of funding we received. The importance, the amount of funding we received speaks directly to the importance of the story and the kaupapa. In terms of restrictions, it's just about us keeping operating as a kaupapa Māori production house, manaakitanga, kaitiakitanga, looking after everybody. The performances, I think, is where we really crafted and where we really sort of excelled, because this film has generations of people. You know, it was just one day, but there were generations of people that were affected and impacted on this one day. So we've got everybody from surveillance detectives, police operatives, and children on a school bus, kaumātua, going about their daily lives. And they're all involved in this day, and that's what we managed. That's how we brought the story to life, with a full portrayal of a community.
How does it sit in your catalogue of mahi over the years for you, Te Arapa? You've made some really interesting pieces, including one that I recall going to the movies with my sweetheart, and poor year, I really loved that, you know what I mean? And I thought, wow, he's got a lovely touch. You've spoken of printing presses, you've spoken of potato farming, and now this very serious situation, how does it sit in the mahi that you've done over the years for you personally?
Yeah. When I was, I think in 2007, so this was the year of the raids, I managed to convince my kaumātua at our marae in Kaiowa to gift me our Wakatauwa Kotuiti, and I dragged it through the forest, through our Waitakere ranges. And that was the toughest week of my life for both me and our producer, in terms of going to this huge extent, physicality demanding of our cast and crew and kaimahi and kaihoi. And we came out of that week from Waitakere knowing that we could all look in each other in the eyes, knowing that we've made something really, really special. In terms of spending time with Delvanius and Pātea and Tokomaru, I guess that speaks to the theme that I've always carried, that Eikura and I have always carried in making our stories, that they're representative of communities and figures and dynamic communities and real Māori communities. I think if, you know, Pukekohe, Mount Zion, it's the same thing. It's these communities that we know and love, and how to bring that spirit alive. So I think I've been walking along this pathway for a long time in order to amass experience, get better at the craft, understand what the needs are and how to bring the story to life. So looking back, everything, every step of the way has all been about being prepared and ready to tell the story of Muru.
You have timed it for release to coincide with Waitangi Day. Is that a statement?
Definitely. This is a national story. This is something that affects a lot of people, and I think that we can, if we tell the story the right way, I think we can affect a change on a national level. Change, or at least understand, gaining a greater, deeper sense of ourselves.
I want to wish you well, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Respect the work you've done over the years, Te Arapa, and of course always have a warm spot in my heart for our friend Tame. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, even though it portrays, as we have already touched on, one of the darkest days in race relations in this country. But even so, it's a film that needed to be made, and I'm pleased that you have spearheaded that push. Kia ora te watu, nei rā te mihi, kia koe e te arwa.
Kia ora te, kia ora koutou.
Filmmaker, Te Arapa, Kahi. You're with Urban Māori Radio, 603.